and Figueres that this was nonsense talking about accepting this kind of credentials because Camaño didn't hold anything except a few city blocks, and he couldn't really pretend to represent the Dominican people. I did talk to Betancourt and to Figueres, and they seemed to go along with the idea that I outlined to you this morning. And we've had a piece of intelligence information later which shows
why the Venezuelan has been kicking up so.
Well, it's like all Latin American governments, Mr. President, they're all coalitions, they're minority parties, they're all afraid of the left. The left is growing all over the place because governments don't manage their affairs very well. I think if you look back on what happened in the Dominican Republic, that just stopping paying a lot of their own people had a lot to do with this thing, and just plain failure to distribute food and so forth, things that could have easily been avoided had we known about it.
Why didn't we know about it?
I don't know. I asked several times that we be careful not to let people go hungry or not get paid and so forth. But at least I didn't know about it, Mr. President. I don't know who else may have known about it.
Didn't tap nobody?
I don't know.
When did he give you the first sign there was trouble?
Well, I'd have to go back and look in the files. Now, Tap has been saying all along that he needed lots of help. It's a very complex story. And the International Monetary Fund comes into it because this fellow Bush, when he was in power, ran the cost of producing sugar as a sugar economy up to between 9 and 11 cents a pound. The world price today is under 3 cents a pound. I don't know exactly where it is. We were faced with the problem of an austerity program in order to, they had to fire 8,000 people out of the sugar plantations because we just couldn't pump in a $50 or $100 million a year for deadheads. And the IMF came into that. That's part of it. And I suppose if we had just continued to pump money in, we could have postponed this, but I don't think we would have solved anything by it. And the great difficulty is when you start these programs is to get people, local government people, who have enough sense, political sense, to know how to do it. Now, we've got a problem in Colombia coming up. I ask, I'm trying to get to Jack Bond so he can get a memorandum over to you. There you have a president who is very pro-U.S., a nice guy, but he just doesn't know beans from bull about economics or anything else. And what they want from us is 60 to 80 or maybe more than that, $100 million a year maybe, or a little less, to in a futile effort to maintain rates of exchange which are absolutely unrealistic. And he doesn't want to devalue. I mean, he doesn't want to stop inflation. He can't do any of these things because it will cost him popularity, and yet if he doesn't do it, it's going to cost us around the world billions of dollars without accomplishing anything except just buying people off, buying a little time. And we got that type of problem all over the world. But mainly in Colombia, it's a matter just of leadership. And we won't necessarily go communist down there if it blows. But I don't think this guy's going to last forever. He's very anti-communist, good friend of ours, but he just doesn't know anything about running a country.
Who do we have there?
We have Toby Oliver there.
What about their taking the radio station, the rebels, today?
Well, as a message in saying that they're jamming it, and both the ambassador and the military commander think that it would be a mistake to move the troops up and take it. It would be a violation of the ceasefire, and they think they can keep it, knock it out of commission by jamming it. That our own radios, if they're not already back in functioning, well, will be within an hour. That was 2 hours ago. Well, I think that's all right.
Why didn't we take it before? Because it wasn't in our territory?
It wasn't in our territory. You would have had to invent this line of communication about 6 or 8 blocks up to the north in a big obvious bulge. I think we had to do over again. Probably would have done it.
Now, what do you envision now? What do you think? You think we'll put Munoz and Betancourt and Figueres and the rest of them on that?
After we have a very clear understanding about how this is going to run, and only when our troops are still there, to make sure that we're not double-crossed. The main thing we have to go on, if we put them in, is their long record of fighting the commies. And the commies are fighting now in Venezuela, fighting the government, fighting the Betancourt regime. Figueres has always fought them. And Munoz Marin, I don't think he could be anything but an anti-communist. He'd have to get out of Puerto Rico otherwise. And I know that Guerras is an anti-communist. I don't think he's a very strong man. He's a great hero. I don't think as much of him as his reputation, but I don't doubt that he's an anti-communist. I thought that was that particular group, if we could get 3 or 4 of those people, we would have somebody in all the meetings, assuming we can trust Munoz Marin as an American citizen. I think we can. We have got too much at stake. Double cross. And I think that's about the best we can figure out. If we don't take these people, then we'll take some weak ambassadors, or worse still, some leftist demagogue politician that may be sent from one of these countries. We have no control over that. And at least these are known risks. The others are unknown. And I think we'd probably end up with other people in there too that would give us, there'd be so many of them that they couldn't do much monkey business. I can't think of a tighter scheme or one that would get you and us broader support at home or abroad.
All right, therefore it would be who?
Well, we're not very clear on whether they would be additions to the present bunch. In part substitution and in part additions, but this would have to be worked out by agreement between the Latinos. But what we would shoot for is a commission built around Munoz Marin, Figueres, Betancourt, and Yeris Camargo. Now, Yeris is over in Europe. I'm not sure he would serve. He's working with Bichon now.
Leave him out then. He's not strong anyway. Take those 3 and press.
Well, I'd just as soon go, but if we can get Yeris. Yeris over the years has been steady. And I think it would strengthen if we could get him. If we don't get him, we'll have the present chairman is a Colombian. If Yeris would come into the commission, presumably he would replace the present ambassador, Colombian ambassador of the OAS. And I think he's much better than that fellow.
Well, who would we have to get to agree to this? All the OAS?
Yes. Now, the first step is to get this darn resolution through. We need 2/3 of the votes, and Ellsworth is working on that. Been working on it for 2 days now, steady. We're just trying to get in touch with him. Do you think it's important whether I come to your party, or would you rather I stay over here and...
Oh, I don't care. I guess they'll all be here, though, won't they?
Yes, maybe I better come over. Maybe I can do some good over there.
What time is the party?
I think it's at, we're supposed to be there at 7 o'clock, but I think the party starts at 7:30. Black Tie Reception.
Hell, we're time to be having it and celebrating it.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that. I think I would just put on the show that things are going pretty well from our point of view, and it shows that we're not too worried about everything. I saw a poll. Did you see this? I'm sure you did. You saw it long before I did. A poll about our actions in the Dominican Republic.
No.
You got it from Bill Moyer, so.
What did it show?
It's, what is this, Quayo? On question of sending Marines into the Dominican Republic, approved 69%, disapproved 16%, not sure 15%.
Well, is there any fighting down there now?
Well, it's sporadic, but it's relatively quiet. The countryside is in danger. We're sending out another telegram to Tony Solomon, who, by the way, is doing a good job on this food distribution, as I knew he would. He's just grabbing food wherever he can get it and putting it out without any regard for red tape. But we've got to get this into the country. There's one telegram in about a helicopter that went out and met by hostile people, A, because they hadn't been paid in a long time, and B, because they were hungry. And so we're flagging this in a telegram and saying, get out in the country as soon as you can with the food. We've authorized people to pay with U.S. funds salaries of people who are now working for the government. We haven't gone so far as to pick up the back pay yet. And if we can get people, we've got to get work programs going just as soon as we can get something to build around down there. I guess our main trouble is there's nobody we can work with. The junta is through, Mr. President, in my opinion. I don't think they have any support anywhere. And the sooner we get that commission going down there, the better off we're going to be.
Well, what do you have to do? Get your resolution through first?
Get that through tonight, and then we're going to file another one and try to get that through as quickly as we can. Presumably that'll go pretty fast.
Why did they adjourn until 9 o'clock tonight?
Because they're just squabbling and fighting and consulting between themselves. The OAS has never been able to act very fast. The Latins are just incapable. They've got to cable back for instructions, and then the governments want to consult with each other, and they're cabling and telephoning and talking all the time, but don't do very much.
Then we'll get another resolution in, naming this council in?
That's right, giving them broader powers.
Who will you get to introduce it?
Well, I don't know, hopefully we haven't gotten to that point yet, but hopefully a bunch of the Latins can introduce that one.
Is this one ours on the forces?
Well, we introduced one, and several other countries have introduced different ones, and essentially what Bunker is doing is trying to get two-thirds of the votes to agree on one draft.
Do they pay much attention to him, or they argue with him?
Oh, I think he's as effective as anybody you could have over there. I don't know what we've done without him during this time. He's gentle. He has the right touch for the Latins, and yet he's got a lot of steel, but lots of courtesy and lots of patience to go with it, and that's what they like.
That's good. Much obliged. Much obliged, Tom.
Okay.
Proud of you.
Thank you, sir.